गुरुजी, आर वी बीइंग अनगॉडली और अनस्पिरिचुअल इफ वी वांट मटेरियलिस्टिक थिंग्स फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड?
You have to understand one thing. What is, that is God. Am I clear with you? So what is, anything that you call is, that is God. Nothing, that is also is. There is nothing. There is nothing. So nothing is also God. There is car, building, money, wife, luxury, that's also God. What is, that is God. Am I clear with you? What is, that is God. Then running behind, remember, you cannot sacrifice one thing and stop yourself from receiving in multitude. That is the truth of life. So, if you develop hatred, sacrifice is different from hatred. If you develop a hatred for money, then you develop scarcity. But if you develop a sacrifice mentality, the sacrifice is, I love you, I respect you, I want you, but still I find a better utility for you. I find a better utility for you. You can't use anything for a better utility and stop yourself from receiving in multiple. Because obviously for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. When you use better utility, you get better results. Am I clear with you? So, if you are spiritual, you need to be abundant. Because if you are spiritual and if you are in scarcity, that means you have hatred. That means you have conditionings. Am I clear with you? And the more spiritual you are, how do you define spirituality? Ability to focus on your own infinite potential and be absolutely contented with your own potential. Be with your own potential. Where there is potential, there is excellence. Are you able to understand? That is the reason why Sanatana Dharma says, Narayana. How did this Narayana come? Sadasiva. Okay, how did that Sadasiva come? That is ease. That Sadasiva has an influence. When he was aware of that influence, that became Durga Shakti. That Shakti, this awareness, had a low point and a high point. Silence, where there is absolute nothing, there is sound. And where there is sound, there is a low and a high, and a compression and a rarefaction. But there is a mean in the sound, in the wave. That mean is the masculine form, Narayana. That is the reason why Shakti's brother is Narayana. They don't have mother and father. They are, then how is he called brother? And how did he come? It has to be genetically the same. So Narayana is the genetically same to Shakti. How they are genetically same, the intrinsic quality same, because they are both sound. This is at the mean, nearer to Purusha. Anything related to silence is Purusha. Anything related to sound is Shakti. Am I clear with you? So this. Now this man, mean sound, mean of that sound, Shakti, is Narayana. And when there is absolute mean of your mean, okay? Physics may have a wave theory, mean, average of your potential. When you are in absolute harmony, then only out of you an urge to create happens. When you are absolutely harmonious, your urge to create happens. When you are tensed, worried, irritated, troubled, you can't create anything. You can't be spiritual and stop yourself from creating excellence. And that is the reason why from Narayana always Brahma comes. And when you have that intrinsic urge, Saraswati appears out of you. Yes or no? And when you have absolute mean, the radiance is always there. Yes or no? That is the reason why Lakshmi is that radiance. And when you are in absolute harmony of that awareness, you are Narayana. And when you are in harmony of awareness, spiritual, quote unquote, you have to create Brahma out of you, creative potential. That can go anywhere, any direction that you want. Am I clear with you? So, if you are spiritual, you have to be, you don't have to work for it. When I say you have to be, you naturally be abundant. So, running behind, you don't run behind material objects. Making things run behind you is spirituality.
For more such content, events and programs, download our Tattvamasi app. Or you can also visit our website, guruatmananda.org.